Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years, we've been asking the entrepreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with David and Deborah Blue of Blue Moon Estate Sales. And at Blue Moon Estate Sales, their franchise specialists are committed to consistently meeting their customers' needs. And we're going to talk to David and Deborah about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around, because we've got a great show.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with David and Deborah Blue of Blue Moon Estate Sales. And at Blue Moon Estate Sales, their franchisee specialists are committed to consistently meeting their customers' needs. Hi, David. Hi, Deborah. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Well, I'd like to ask our guests where you're calling from this morning.
We're calling from North Carolina. We're based right outside Raleigh.
Oh, beautiful. How's the weather there today, Deborah?
Gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a nice 72 degrees and sunny.
Wow. Yeah, it's a nice time of year to be in North Carolina, isn't it, David?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
You know, I thought a good place to start off is, you know, I think maybe, you know, some of our listeners might not be familiar with estate sales. So I thought a good place to start off is maybe we can, like, kind of define what is an estate sale, David or Deborah.
Sure. So our company really specializes in the liquidation of personal property. So people call us. About 80% of what we do is for people that are downsizing.
Right.
In this area, it's very popular to move to the beach as one retires, and they don't want to take everything with them. And about 20% of what we do, though, is for families when somebody has passed away.
It's interesting.
Go ahead.
Oh, one of my neighbors is doing that exact thing. She's moving down to North Carolina. I can't tell you how many people from Pennsylvania moved down to North Carolina, and she's downsizing. That's exactly what she's doing, you know. And it was interesting because when I became familiar with Blue Moon, I was reading about you, you know, and it talked about the four D's, which I guess is what is a death, divorce, debt, and downsizing, which is the typical reasons why I guess, you know, most people would use your service, yes?
Yes, that's true.
I mean, it sounds gloomy, but most of our clients fall into one of those D's.
Yeah, and it's actually typically a very stressful time for people. So so for us, it's really rewarding to help people through those stressful times. And we sell everything from pots and pans to luxury cars to jewelry and everything but the house, basically.
This is not really something that really someone can do on their own, Deborah and David. I mean, you know, I think the other alternatives would be, you know, you could take your goods to like a consignment shop, or you can put it on eBay as an auction, or even have a garage sale. But I mean, you know, having an estate sale is much different, isn't it?
It is, and you know what we find too when people try to do their own sale is that they put an emotional price tag on everything, most people won't pay that.
That's a good point.
They want to pay for fair market value for something.
Absolutely, absolutely. Your organization has an interesting history. I mean, how did everything get started? Because, I mean, both of you have interesting backgrounds.
Sure. So my husband and I moved down here, and my husband is Ken, and he actually owns our Raleigh franchise. And David is our son, and we moved down here in 2008 for my job as a physician, and he started working for one of the nation's largest employers, and he worked there for a whole month when they came in and laid off his entire division. And after a couple of months of job hunting in late 2008, we decided that what he really needed to do was create his own job. And to start this business in the middle of a recession and do incredibly well has been quite rewarding for us. And my husband and I had been on a part-time basis in the antique resale industry for years. And so it just seemed like a natural for us. And he rapidly became the busiest estate sale service in Raleigh. And my dream from the get-go was to franchise this business.
Yeah, and then she, Deb lured me down here after school with the intention to franchise as well. And she keeps saying that I was her hardest sales job because, you know, I grew up at these flea markets and in these antique stores. And I didn't like antiques. I still don't like antiques, believe it or not.
Funny.
But I really I enjoy sales, and I enjoy selling them for people and seeing the joy that people get from buying them, and then also on the flip side, how happy our clients are after unloading, you know, a whole house, and you know, see the weight that comes off their shoulders is very satisfying.
Seems like this must be a pretty big industry. I mean, it, you know, if you're going back, David and Deborah, to looking at, you know, those four Ds, you know, death, divorce, debt, and downsizing, I mean, the market must be pretty huge for your type of service, I imagine.
Yeah, when it's really exploded in the last, I'd say, 5 years. When we started the company, we had three competitors here locally. And now we have 24 competitors just in the Raleigh market. So that kind of shows you how much it has grown.
Sure.
You know, those 20-something competitors, you know, they're not very busy, but they're out there.
Right,
so the market, it really shows that the demand for our services has gone up. And that's where we kind of stepped up to the plate, because there are a lot of companies out there who don't necessarily know what they're doing. They haven't had the proper training, and they've been taking their clients for a wild ride, not paying them out, not being honest or ethical. So that's where we really pushed, you know, the industry to love and appreciate a franchise model and know exactly what they're going to get when they hire our services.
And it seems like, of course, like this model that, you know, you both have created, I mean, of course, can be duplicated, can it? I mean, whether it's in Raleigh, North Carolina, or Easton, Pennsylvania, or Los Angeles, California, I mean, you know, why not? I mean, it sounds like this, you know, can be taught. And, of course, as you said, you know, it can be duplicated really anywhere in the United States, couldn't it?
It can. And I think one of the things that's been really rewarding, too, is that we have launched some of our franchises in areas where nobody really seemed to particularly know what an estate sale is. And they know now. So our company has done a really good job of bringing this to areas not previously understanding of what it is.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. How has technology played a role in your business today, Deborah and David? I mean, how do you use technology, you know, within the organization?
David's our IT expert, so I'm going to let him handle this.
Okay.
Yeah,
David.
Technology has played a big role as far as acquiring clients. Most of our competitors are all mom-and-pop operations, so we really focus heavily on really good SEO, as well as just a really well-developed professional website. And then we have a whole day that we train our franchisees as far as you know, how to use social media to their advantage, and what things to do on the net to increase their presence. And then we're also developing a proprietary software right now that will help our franchises be able to price and go through a home much more efficiently, and then also provide even better accounting for their clients.
I guess that's the hard part of the job too, right, David? Is, I mean, going into a home, you know, I mean, I wouldn't even be able to tell in my home, you know, what the value of something is actually even worth. You know, I mean, Deborah was mentioning, you know, that there's an emotional attachment to everything, you know, so in some cases it might be overpriced and in some cases it might be underpriced.
Yeah, it's really a knife edge, trying to figure out exactly the right selling point for every particular item in a home.
Right.
And a lot of that comes with experience, and then we also provide consulting work for franchisees to help evaluate things and kind of nail down a good fair market value. But you can imagine, you know, when a typical household has 2,000 to 3,000 individual items, knowing the value of every one of those things, you know, can take a long time, and that's why we're really trying to speed up this whole process and make it more efficient and show people, you know, realized value, so we can really get it moving, and then our buyers will really trust that they know that whatever they're buying is, you know, at a fair price.
with this business, I mean, trust is critical, isn't it? You know, because as you said, it is emotional. Because you know, again, we're talking, you know, downsizing, we're talking, you know, divorce or death. What characteristics then do you look for in your franchisees, David and Deborah?
So we really look for people that can develop relationships with other folks fairly rapidly. So people that are able to not only sell the business but sell themselves, but also people that are extremely honest and operate with a high degree of integrity. It's just critical in this business.
I imagine. And it must be, you know, rewarding, of course, you know, at the end of the day, because you are providing this service, you know, for the family, which of course is emotional. So, I mean, it's always nice to be in a business model where, you know, you're making money and making a difference at the same time. How does the training typically work then? I mean, does, you know, once you decide that, you know, you like them, they like you, and they want to become franchisees, I mean, do they typically come to North Carolina for training? How does that work?
They do, and we have a solid week of classroom training that goes over everything from marketing. We spend an entire day plugging them into our IT system and making sure they understand how every facet of that operates. We also spend time on selected topics like gold and silver and jewelry, identification, coins, that sort of thing, furniture styles. So we spend a lot of time going over those kinds of things and teach them how to do the book. And, you know, how to close out a sale. And then we also spend a week where they do field training, where they do a lot of staging and pricing and actually assist in conducting a sale. And they're welcome to do that part of the training for as long as they want. We've had some people spend a month with us just to really feel comfortable with the entire process.
Yeah, we kind of look at it as the Swiss Army knife approach. We give them a tool for every different scenario.
Right. What is a typical day like, David and Deborah, you know, as a franchisee, for someone who says, you know what, you know, I like this industry, the market's huge, there's growth. What is a typical day like? I mean, as far as like hours of operation, I mean, is it, do most of the estate sales, do they typically happen, I guess you could say, on weekends? I guess if it's more for an individual, right, versus a business, how does that work? Or is there, I guess, a nice diversity there?
Sure, yeah. It all kind of depends on where you're at geographically. Most of the sales happen either on a Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday. So that's when the actual sales happen, but then there's always some prep work during the week. So we need to get the sales ready, staged and priced, and then, you know, we'll have sales calls throughout the week. So our franchisees can really set their own schedules Monday to Friday as far as how they want to block out their days. Most of our franchisees have, I'd say they have more than 2 days off a week. So their work weeks are not too strenuous. So it's usually just between interviews, setting up the home, and then conducting the sales. We're usually on about 4 to maybe 5 days a week. And then the beauty of this business too is you can have as many sales as you like, but then when you don't have a sale for that weekend, you effectively have the week off. So then you can do some more traveling and enjoy yourself a little bit more. So we've certainly taken advantage of that quality of life.
And one of our most recent franchisees, her whole goal was to be able to pick her son up from school every day. And within just a couple of months, she called us from the schoolyard just to report that she was sitting out in the sunshine waiting for her son to come out of school, and she was unable to do that with a typical 9-to-5 job, and we get a lot of joy out of hearing those stories.
Yeah, that's an excellent example, Deborah. You know, I mean, because, you know, franchising is sometimes it's a means to an end. It does provide you with a certain lifestyle, you know, and your business model certainly allows, and that's very important to a lot of people, isn't it? You know, I've heard that, you know, in doing the show almost 9 years now, you'd be amazed at how often that we've heard, you know, that type of response is I want to be able to walk my child to the bus stop, or I want to be able to pick my, you know, son up at the bus stop, or drive him to school, or go to, you know, a play or something like that. It provides that opportunity, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, one of the wonderful things about this, too, is that it really is home-based, and the sales are conducted at their client's home over the weekend.
Wow.
So there's no real estate cost or anything like that.
Right.
And all of the bookwork and all of that is just done right from one's own home.
Wow. It certainly helps on the bottom line, doesn't it, Deborah and David?
It does.
As far as rent, that's fantastic. And worrying about the whole location factor, you know, in doing the show, because we work with so many different types of categories, you know, we've heard of, like, you know, horror stories of franchisees trying to find that location and they just can't find it. Sometimes it takes years, you know. So I think this is a great way to overcome that obstacle. You know, in looking at both you and studying your backgrounds, you know, you appear to be entrepreneurs. What advice would you give to our listeners? We call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. I mean, most of them know that they want to buy a franchise, but we find that most of them don't even know where to begin because there's so much out there today. So based on everything you know, what would you say to them, David and Deborah?
You know, I think there's two kinds of entrepreneurs, really. The type
mm-hmm.
that take on an enterprise like this and really become the franchisor. And then I think there's a lot of entrepreneurs that want to be in a small business for themselves. And when we really looked at franchising this, we said, what keeps people out of the estate sale industry? And we identified exactly what those things were and then built a system to overcome all of that. So they can be an entrepreneur, they can really be in business for themselves, but we take the difficult part out of it for them, that whole IT piece, which is not only expensive, but often difficult to develop as well, and develop a system to plug them in so they can be entrepreneurs without as much of the headache.
Right, absolutely. I think that's well said. So what are your plans for the future then? I mean, where do you see, you know, Blue Moon maybe 3 to 5 years down the road, Deborah?
We set a sales goal for this next year of adding 20 more franchises. We doubled our size effortlessly this year, and we're on target to do that for the coming year. And we really want to continue to develop the brand and really be the go-to trusted resource in this industry.
That's fantastic. I don't have to ask you how you came up with the name either, do I?
No, yeah. We came by it honestly.
And it's a great name. Yeah, it's a great name, by the way, for the franchise. Go ahead, David.
Yeah. And then another thing to tie into the name is usually people have an estate sale once in a blue moon in their life, too. So
I like that
as well. So
every
blue moon.
Wow. That's
and what
great, yeah.
Buying once in a blue moon.
Sure, absolutely. I think that's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Is there any websites that you'd like them to go to, Deborah and David?
Yeah, sure. We have our franchise website, which is Blue Moon Estate Sales Franchising.com.
Okay.
And then on that website, you'll see just the costs associated with it and how fun the business model can be.
That's fantastic. I want to thank both of you again for coming on the show. I think you have a great franchise opportunity. I'd like to keep my eye on you and invite you back next year as you continue to grow. I think this is great. So it's been a pleasure for me, David and Deborah.
Great. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you.
It's been my pleasure. It's been my pleasure. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. our weekly franchise radio show where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, Rich Podcast you get to hear. Great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews many years now, and you can actually hear this show in a number of different places today. You can go to, of course, franchiseinterviews.com, where we have our interviews arranged alphabetically. We also have interviews arranged by category. So if you have a particular industry that you're interested in, you can go to the category of your choice and check out all the different interviews that we've done over the years. Our show has been syndicated in a number of different places. Of course, you can hear our show on Blog Talk Radio. com. We've been working with Blog Talk Radio for many years now, and you can hear live shows there, and then you can download them as an MP3. You can hear our shows on Stitcher.com. You can hear our interviews on, I think it's pronounced, I always want to call it Blueberry.com, but it's BlueBrry.com, which is another podcast service. You can now hear our shows on iTunes.com, and of course, you can hear our shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you're a diehard fan to our show, on live365.com. And we have, over the years, over 420 shows. So if you were to listen to live365.com for 2 weeks, there's a chance that you may not even hear the same show twice. So that's how many shows we've recorded over the years. But today's Great Quote in Franchising podcast comes from Darren Guccione, and Darren is the CEO and co-founder of Keeper Security, Inc. And what's interesting about this podcast, we had Darren on the show as the founder and the creator of Keeper, which is the world's most downloaded password manager and digital vault. And Darren is a real entrepreneur. And one of the questions that we ask on the show is, what advice would you give to an aspiring entrepreneur or franchisepreneur, someone looking to buy a franchise? And that question is usually directed to someone who has been directly involved in franchising over the years. But again, Darren is a real entrepreneur. His background is in accounting and business. And I thought his response was just as great as anything that we've heard on the show. So here we go with Darren Guccione, the CEO and co-founder of Keeper Security, Inc.
Amazing. It's amazing technology. In studying your background, Darren, I mean, I was mentioning earlier, I mean, the majority of our listeners, again, we call them aspiring franchipreneurs. You know, they want to go into their own business, and they're kind of like heading towards the franchise alternative. What advice would you give to them? Because you're certainly, in studying you, certainly classified as an entrepreneur. So what advice would you give to them?
Well, you know, my background is engineering, technology. I'm also a CPA, and
right.
I've always had an admiration for franchises. One of the things that I love about franchises, among other things, is that you can analyze the different franchise models that are out there, the brands, the type of businesses, and you can quickly identify which ones are successful. And typically, you know, they give you a roadmap of what you need to do to execute. You know, when you start a business without
right.
a franchise roadmap, you typically don't necessarily know where you're necessarily going to go or wind up. And
yeah.
so you get a greater sense of security and guidance when you can pick a franchise model that, A, you know, fits within, you know, your goals in life, your interests in life, and B, you know, provides a really sound, you know, infrastructure for you to build a business with a great support system around you. Most businesses that are one-off businesses don't have that. So there's a
right.
greater sense of, you know, uncertainty out there when a business owner or an entrepreneur, as you've outlined it, decides to, you know, pursue a franchise versus doing something completely fresh and new. I think the risk profile of doing the latter is much greater. So that's, you know, that's my response to that.
It's not. It's fantastic advice. So any final thoughts, Darren?
Fantastic interview with Darren Guccione. So I want to thank everyone for making our show such a success. And this podcast has really just taken off over the years. And we got some really great new Great Quotes in Franchising coming up. So thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.